Thank you for choosing the coronavirus hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. How may I help you?
Okay, this is Linda Owens, and I'm with the Geneva County Health Department. Mm-hmm. I just had a patient in front of me saying that she got her first one, and she had a reaction, and she tried to call this number, and she couldn't get through. Nobody would answer. I was just checking to make sure it was working. Okay?
It's working, but it's not for what she needs.
Okay.
This is a working number, but this number is for anyone who needs coronavirus, COVID-19, swab
right.
up the nose. Not the vaccine. So, the vaccine has a different 800 number for the state of Alabama. If she has a reaction to it, she needs to contact mm-hmm. the location that she got it from so they can give her the additional instructions she needs on how she can file a complaint with the CDC, which is the center.
That's not what we're handing out to them. This thing that the Alabama Department says, call the Alabama Department of Public Health at 1-800 and ask to speak with a nurse. And they
we have no reaction. We have no nurses at this number. This number is
sheets out anymore then, right?
That's correct. So you probably had that sheet since probably January or February. So many things have changed.
Okay,
due
what
to
is
protocol.
Your name? I need to report this to our director of nurses so she'll know.
My name is Joanna,
J-O-A-N-N-A. Okay, I'm going to call Jonna Cotton and our administrator and let him
mm-hmm.
get this out to all to pull because there's no need in us, because this is what we're instructing our patients to do. If you have a reaction, to call this number.
Yeah, if they have a reaction, the first thing they need to do is report it to the location they got it from, because that location may have a batch of medicine with the same batch number, and they have to write that up as a product complaint about that particular batch, because it may be 1,000 in that one batch with the same batch number mm-hmm. that they gave this customer if she had an allergic reaction to it. Whether it affected the other 980,000 people that they gave it out to,
okay,
it may come
so
from that one batch.
That mm-hmm. because that's not what they're telling us, because all we told them to do is call their doctor or call this number here.
Yeah, the number you're calling me on is the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline for anyone that needs COVID-19 testing, which is to swab up their nose. We have a second number for the vaccine if they want to be on a waiting list for their county health department.
Okay.
And anything outside of that has to be directed somewhere locally where they receive that vaccine.
Okay. Let me go out there and stop them from giving these out now, okay?
Thank you so much and have a good day.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.